This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back again on a Wednesday, the WIP afternoon show. It's a big day with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how you feeling?
Brother Spike?
Yep.
Happy Wednesday. I'm feeling pretty good. I'm excited about today.
Oh, yeah. You know, big day.
Somebody's going to be awarded the top dog in the city as it pertains to having the inside track on all things that matter to the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm excited about whomever is going to be awarded the winner of Eagles Insider of the Year today. Yep. What do we call it? The inaugural?
Inaugural. Yeah,
yes, it's the first one. Yes.
Next year will be annual.
Yep.
Yes. Okay. That voice you heard over there is Jackie Baseball. Listen, my brother, just relax. Relax, relax, relax.
Can't do it.
Relax. It's a marathon, not a sprint. It's a marathon. Holla at your boy.
8 days. 8 days away from opening day. It's absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And Jonah Cameron's going down and whatever.
Oh, yeah. We got to get to that.
This pipsqueak.
Yeah, a lot of yapping going on in the morning show.
Chirping.
A lot of yapping from old man Joe in the morning. Well, as Ike mentioned, it is a big show. Of course, we have the other stuff. You know, there will be a High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. There will be Flyers in 50. But it's a big day because we've been talking about this for nearly 1 year. And today at 4:30, Eagles Insider of the Year is officially awarded here in the studio. We have a trophy. We have complete voting. We will be given it. Now, we all you know, put our votes in, and the entire committee put their votes in, and we will open the envelope like they do for award shows at 4:30, and we will award it. But I think my gut, if I'm doing the horse race, and we want to know what you think, if Elliot has done enough to earn this award, 215-592-9494, I think, you know, Ike, there have been a lot of people in and out of the power rankings so far this year. But I think we're really looking at a three-person race for Eagles Insider of the Year. Tim McManus has been in the pole position for weeks and weeks and weeks. And, he is steady. And he came on, I would say, toward the end of the year with some really good profiles on the, you know, he wrote a great story about the bye week. He wrote a great story about Sirianni, where we found out about little letters he wrote. And McManus is just, he's always there. And then finally, this past weekend, McManus ended up with the scoop that Mekhi Becton was going to the Los Angeles Chargers.
Yes.
So then Elliot has been chasing the entire year. And I would say Elliot's, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, Elliot's year has pretty much been encapsulated by excellent training camp stats and reporting. We have to consider that. Great questions this year. He ended up getting Saquon talking about Tiki Barber.
Yes.
You know, that sort of stuff. He stepped up for a while there. Elliot was the first question at every press conference.
Well, yeah. He finally did his job.
He did.
Yeah, right. He got back to his roots this year, I think is what this was about.
Well, and I think all of Eagles Insider of the Year is about holding people accountable and getting the most out of everyone, and I think we did that. And then newcomer, now he's a local guy, Jason Dumas, who moved here from the West Coast. Now, he did break Saquon to the Eagles, by the way. Now, that was before we're counting.
He did?
He did.
Well.
He did. It was before. It doesn't count. It doesn't count because it was before April, but he did.
I thought that was a former Eagles Insider of the Year candidate.
Yeah, that was me.
Well, you wanted Saquon to the Eagles.
Well, I said we should get him.
Yeah, but he had it. But I guess what I'm saying is it doesn't matter anyway. The biggest thing for Jason...
Okay, I'm not going to ruin today by complaining about
well,
my
Well, you will. You will. You will ruin part of it for today. The biggest thing with Jason is the controversy over the Brandon Graham retirement thing. Mm-hmm. So Jason basically reported that Brandon Graham would announce his retirement at the Eagles Super Bowl parade. He didn't do it, but then Jason has since said that he was going to do it, but since that tweet went viral, he was talked out of doing it, and he didn't do it there. And we have never received confirmation on that, right? Brandon Graham has retired, but we don't know if he was going to announce it on that day. That's never been confirmed. So the question becomes, has Elliott done enough to pass Tim McManus? And in my estimation, he has not. I think this is the best year Elliott has ever had with his beat reporting, but I don't think that he has done enough to pass Tim McManus. To me, Tim McManus was the model of what an Eagles insider should be this year. He used his access for great stories. It's not just about scoops. It's about great stories. And to me, I don't think Elliott has passed McManus. So we'll see who gets it at 4:30, but I don't think Elliott has passed McManus.
Well, I couldn't disagree with you more. First of all, respect to Tim McManus.
Yep.
Great stories. He's got great sources on the inside. They feel comfortable giving him this information. He's able to write these little national stories, things that we have discussed. You know, these are things that quite frankly, I think we set on a plate for Tim McManus to go out and actually investigate.
Wait a minute. We set this stuff on a plate
because we discussed these things on the air, and then they have to go be investigated and talked about.
Wow. I like this. Right? You're giving us the credit for McManus.
Well, I'm just saying, and saying that Elliott is a part of our circle.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a part of these things that we discuss on a regular basis. Right? The ability to have access to these guys daily. He's down there. He's in the locker room. He's at every game. Not to say Tim isn't, but I know Elliott is down there. And then we put the actual literal heat on Elliott to find things out that are beneficial to us. And he is right there at the forefront asking these questions, inquiring about these things, sometimes to the detriment of his own standing
with the Eagles
down there, you know. But he's doing it because he knows his first obligation is to this station and what we're trying to do here. And quite frankly, I don't think any other of the guys that cover the team has really been under the microscope that ESP is under on a regular basis. And while my boy... And sometimes can get, he gets out there a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, he gets out there sometimes with his opinions and things of that nature. But for the most part, you can't say he really shortchanges you when it comes to doing his homework and doing his work.
Very worth it.
He does do his homework.
You got to give him credit for that.
At least second, you know, in the, like, he's an up-and-comer. McManus is an already here to me.
A staple.
Well, look, we'll see how the voting comes.
Up-and-comer's a little, that's a little tough.
215-592-9494. Has Elliott done enough this year to earn Eagles Insider of the Year, or would you give it to McManus or Jason Dumas? Jack, where are you on this one?
Yeah, so I'm with you. Listen, I think Elliott has had a great beat reporter year.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
His first in a while.
First in a maybe ever, yep. You know, frankly, since maybe back in the day.
Like, yeah, maybe since his NJ.com days when he was an actual beat reporter.
Yeah. When he was clickbait. Yeah. You know, clickbait all the time. That's all he was doing. It was disgusting. But this Elliott, I thought, had a great year. I think Elliott had his best year while working at WIP, but again, there's no scoops. I know we're putting him number one because of Azeez Ojulari. And like I said yesterday, he didn't break Azeez Ojulari to the Eagles. He said he thinks they could sign him, which is great, and we appreciate that info.
Informed speculation.
But Tim McManus said Mekhi Becton to the Chargers. Had the exact
after
team.
The fact.
No, he's the first one to say Mekhi Becton to the Chargers.
Yeah, he was the first one who had it. He's
out-scooped Rap Sheet. He out-scooped Schefter. Like, that doesn't usually happen.
Yeah, for... Becton's a big story. It's enough, not the assistant offensive line coach.
Yeah, I actually think he should be docked points.
That's a low blow.
For the Eagles offensive, the guy who gets Jeff Statlin's coffee.
Wow, continue to insult that guy when you're trying to insult Elliott. Right.
Again, I think he had a great year asking questions. I think we got on him, and he delivered, and he cared about it, which we appreciate. But the steady hand of Tim McManus, it's like a good point guard. You know, you got to have that stuff. Yeah. And I think McManus should win Eagles Insider of the Year.
Now, far be it from us, we don't know who actually won. There is more than us three who vote on Eagles Insider of the Year, and those calculations have been done behind closed doors. I will have a sealed envelope at 4:30 to reveal the winner. We've invited all of the finalists in. We don't know if Joe Santoliquido is going to come. We don't know if the newspaper reporter will show up.
Well, he's usually here.
We don't know if Jason Dumas will show up. We don't know if McManus will show up. Elliott, I think we're pretty sure, will show up. But that
again,
will
a guy you can always count on.
To show up. Yes, he's there. I give him credit for he gets perfect attendance, I guess I would say. All right, 215-592-9494. Has Elliott Shore Parks done enough to win Eagles Insider of the Year, or does it go to McManus or Dumas? And we do have a next question today. It is Bruce Willis's birthday. Bruce Willis turned 70 today, which makes me feel a little old that Bruce Willis is 70. But Bruce Willis is a guy who is actually kind of from here that you didn't even know. Bruce Willis grew up in Carneys Point, New Jersey, which I found out is actually not far. I thought Carneys Point was more of a New York, Jersey suburb, mm-hmm. Or Shore Point, but it is. It's close. So for next question today, we will ask you your sports point, and then we'll say next question. And we want your favorite from here national celebrity, as Bruce Willis is a from here national celebrity. Jack, what do you got? Your favorite from here celebrity.
Well, much like you were not aware that Bruce Willis was from here.
Yes.
I just learned the other day that Tina Fey is from here-ish.
Tina Fey
is from here.
Yeah.
Yeah, she throws the accent on sometimes on SNL.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know who Tina Fey is.
No, I know. Yeah. Well, I know. She's from
seemed
here.
Unimpressed.
Yes. Yeah, you seem not. You didn't think it was a big answer. Yeah. You didn't think I was taking a big answer off the board.
So Tina Fey is number one.
I'll go Tina Fey. Not right. Number one, but a one that matters.
Okay. Ike?
Well, I'm going with probably the biggest star you can have this from here, Kevin Hart.
Oh, he's annoying.
Shortest
though.
Star.
Yeah, shortest. Biggest star, but maybe.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not talking about his height.
Yeah,
well, I'm just Kevin Hart's saying his a big presence. One. That's, yes.
I mean, he's a comedian that sold out the Link. That's pretty big.
A little more than that, though.
No, that's big, though.
Yeah.
I'm saying. I can't think of another comedian.
Kevin Hart's movies?
Yes, a lot of movies. Yep, yep. Absolutely. He's the fan of whatever team is convenient to him at the time. But he is a from
here. He's an Eagles fan.
Yeah, well, you know, when it's convenient. My favorite from here celebrity is actually a group. It's an easy one. It's like a chalk one, but is Boys to Men.
Boys to Men.
Yeah, Boys to Men.
But the one guy's a Niners fan.
Well, whatever. Yeah, I mean, Rasheed Wallace.
Sean Stockman, yeah.
Yeah, Rasheed Wallace is a Chiefs fan. There's plenty of guys that are from here that are actually not Eagles fans. All right.
Yeah, you think you would respect that, Jack.
Why?
Well, you're not the biggest Eagles fan.
I am the biggest Eagles fan. I am a diehard Eagles fan. I question the quarterback. Like, I've tried to explain a million. Like, last night on Front to Six, a beautiful tribute to Brandon Graham. You know? It's just,
Ruined it. When'd you ruin it?
I didn't ruin it. I was thinking to myself on the drive home, I can't believe people think I hate the Eagles. That was a beautiful moment.
With no Jalen stuff at all?
No, with never. Yeah. Okay. I mean, that's where it comes into question.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9494. Eagles Insider of the Year awarded today at 4:30. The question to you, has Elliott Shore Parks done enough to win this award? And next question today, it is Bruce Willis's birthday. Happy birthday, Bruce Willis, 70 years old. Your favorite from here celebrity. Got to be from the area. Corey in Columbus leads us off. Corey, you're on WIP.
Man, listen. First of all, let me put this out here real quick. Y'all going to stop disrespecting my dude, E. Listen, I know a lot of y'all like to talk because I notice a lot like Spike. Ike sometimes be getting that, once in a while amnesia. Elliott been saying a lot of stuff, and y'all don't be remembering. Elliott told us I know he ain't reported, but he came out, so he said, oh, Lane Johnson going to get a probably extension this offseason.
Oh, come on. He gets an extension
every offseason.
Okay, I don't give a damn. And did he say it was going to happen or not? See, what's the guideline? Y'all the type of people, when you play Uno and then, you know, y'all change the rules, like, oh, no, you can't skip back-to-back. That, like, see, that's y'all. Y'all changing the rules as y'all go. What's the criteria? Put it on the table, because we don't know. First of all, Mekhi Becton, everybody knew he was gone. Y'all see, I think that's a big story. I told y'all, I was the only person.
I'm the only one who didn't know he was gone.
2 years to the Chargers is the story, though. That's his job.
About where he was going. I told y'all Mekhi Becton was gone when they traded for Quinyon Green. Like,
wow, what a big take.
Mekhi Becton. I don't want credit. I'm just saying my boy Elliott should be in first place. Also, Tim McManus.
Yeah,
I know it was before. You know, the voting and all that. But you look kind of wrong because you were saying there was a lot of rifts and all that stuff before the season, and I can't tell because where the trophy at? You know what I'm saying? All I know is you wrote that story. All this beef between the coach and the quarterback.
But it's real. It was real reporting.
I don't give a damn about none of that.
Well, and he did have a – hold on, hold on. That's a fair point.
Yeah.
Hold on. McManus was the first one that said that Jalen talked to Wink Martindale. Remember that?
He was. Now, that was
that was 2 years ago, wasn't it?
That was last year.
Was that last year?
It was last year, yeah.
It was before the rankings. All I know is I see on the field, I see the Super Bowl. So all that riff, all that beef and all that, all I know is beef usually tear people apart. And I couldn't tell that by this team, so I don't know if that's true or not. He could say he talked to people.
Of course it's true.
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. That's what you feel. Now, I don't know. You know
well, it don't matter now. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was true, though,
Elliott said Aziz was coming. He said Lane Johnson was going to get an extension. You know what I'm saying? That's right. Both of those is right. See, y'all some haters. It's cool. This dude, y'all put pressure on him every week. Oh, what are you doing? You
know, yeah, yeah.
Because we expect more out of him.
Yeah.
No. But these other dudes, Tim McManus, you was all of a sudden was a nice guy, and then you tried to step over in the Marcus Hayes' lane and the newspaper reporter lane because you think you might get an award. That's not what you do, dog. So I don't respect that.
Wait a minute. You're talking about the stuff that happened before the award even got announced.
I'm talking about what this dude did. He changed up. Elliott's been the same person. Everybody know he a Twitter guy. Come on, man. Everybody know he a podcast guy. He don't write stories and all that just because this dude writing stories. Mekhi Becton, okay, that's a week. For him to win off of that, now I can understand, like, if he would have said Milton Williams to the Patriots, that would give you a win. Mekhi Becton, he the least important out of a free agent.
Well, I wouldn't say the least important.
Yeah, come on.
Don't come on now.
All right.
Come on now.
Now he's a bum. Yeah. Now he's a bum. Now he's a Charger.
But I told y'all, me and Ike was going back and forth. I told y'all overhyped Mekhi Becton. That's how you
all right.
Now.
You're not winning Eagles Insider of the Year. No one voted for you.
I don't want to listen.
You want it badly. I can hear it in your voice.
No, listen. Yeah. I got two guys at WIP I ride for. It would be more, but Spike, you be hating. And Ike said Ronnie James, that's his guy. So I ride for my two guys because they show me love. You know what I'm saying? Elliott should be number one.
Okay.
And when we do a celebrity.
Wait, who's the other
Aaron
guy?
Ronnie James again? Is that what he said?
Yes. Wait a minute. You ride for Elliott and who else at WIP?
Hey,
Ike?
Come on, man. You know who it is. Boy to boy in a producer booth. My brother from another mother with a different color.
Oh, Fritz.
Who's Jack Fritz?
Wow. Fritz!
Come on.
Everyone's friend.
Hey, man.
The delegation's going to kick you out for. Yeah. Who's your favorite from your celebrity?
Yesterday when he was going with the trap music, I was like, yeah. And then he kept going. I'm like, oh, man.
Well, I got confused because Fetty Wap had Trap Queen.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, he did,
okay, here we go.
You know, you got to go like Young Jeezy, Gucci Mane, you know what I'm saying? People like that.
Yes.
All right, so my celebrity is the biggest Philadelphia celebrity, you know what I'm saying?
I've already said the biggest Philadelphia celebrity.
No, you said the shortest.
Celebrity is Will Smith.
That is a big
one. You know
what
I'm saying? That's the biggest Philadelphia
Will Smith
celebrity.
Bigger than Kevin Hart right now?
Not right now, but he's got a bigger resume.
For sure, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean.
Well, and he's a greater talent.
Yes.
Yeah, I wouldn't even argue that.
And he punched Chris Rock right in the middle of that award show.
I mean, I know this allegedly. Don't matter, but I feel like if you look at, like, greatness of all time, like, who you want to talk about, most people would say Will Smith over Kevin Hart. You know,
Kevin Hart
is really just comedy. I feel like Will Smith do all of it.
Yes, I would
agree with you there.
Yes,
yeah. Will's with music, acting, and comedy, all that stuff. Absolutely.
I just meant right now. That's all I'm saying.
Right now, Kevin Hart certainly has the edge.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Eagles Insider of the Year being awarded at 4:30 today. Has Elliott Shore Parks done enough to win it? I say no. Jack says no. Ike says yes. And next question today: give us your favorite from here celebrity. Joel in Doylestown. You're on WIP. What's up, Joel?
The reason Elliot gets a no from me, and it's not that it matters, voting's already in, and feel free to disagree, I could be wrong, but his take preseason, and it maintained a little bit into the season, that the Eagles should have drafted an offensive lineman with the first round pick instead of Quinyon Mitchell, I gotta think that.
And he hated Quinyon Mitchell.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous. I think the whole defensive unit was phenomenal, but like Quinyon's emergence so early on was one of the big reasons I think this team turned a tide. And for Elliott to have, with the amount of all pros and pro bowlers on our offensive line already, future Hall of Famers, I cannot, and I am a fan of Elliott.
He had him as a 10-7 team.
It's just ridiculous. I mean, he's a great WIP.
Yeah, but these are predictions.
Yeah, see, so this is, Joel,
so
this
a take.
These are all good points.
Put it all out there, though. These are things that does come against him.
Well, now you want to knock him down. See, the funniest thing to watch Ike with Elliott is Ike will build Elliott up, and then as soon as everyone agrees, he will knock him down.
These are things that actually does count against him.
Well, this is where we have to parse, Joel, what is his opinion, his job is, because Elliott's job really is two. He is an opinion guy, but he's also a reporter guy.
Yeah.
So you have to, his thing that they should have taken a guard and he didn't like Quinyon Mitchell, I don't know if those are insider things that should be held against him. They're just his opinion, which we all acknowledge. His opinions are terrible almost all the time. But how is his reporting, you know?
This is fair.
That's fair.
I want to get your thought on that, too. Quinyon is...
It's hard to differentiate, though. I'm with you on that, though, Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Ike.
Joel, what's your favorite from here celebrity?
I got to go with this artist is from my hometown of Doylestown. Goes by Pink.
Oh, there you go.
Alicia Moore.
Yep, Pink.
Oh, Pink.
There you go. Yep, Pink. That's a good one.
Now, Pink was big when I was playing also.
Yes, like that's when she goes all the way, because it was when I was on YSP, I remember.
Yeah,
she was,
so.
We didn't play her on YSP.
I'm telling you, during my playing days, man, it was a lot of artists from the city that was, like, popping at that time.
Really?
Pink, hell yeah, Pink. You had Eve.
Oh, yeah.
You had Music Soul Child. You had Jill Scott.
Oh, yeah.
You had... who else you have? Obviously, you had State Property, all those guys, Beanie Siegel, all those guys. Major figures, all those guys. Yeah, you had all those guys, man. Yeah, like the early 2000s, man. Philadelphia, it was a weekend thing, man. It was every weekend thing. I didn't know who you were gonna see out of the club.
And credit to Pink. Pink still plays arenas. Like Pink is still a big deal. Her career now 2 decades, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah, man.
All right, 215, and she is from Doylestown. 215-592-9494. Eagles Insider of the Year.
How far is Doylestown from there?
Doylestown is like sort of Jackman.
Do we have
north? It's northwest.
I was gonna say, do we have a parameter where we're saying
Doylestown counts? Doylestown
okay,
counts.
I didn't know how far out can you go?
Past Westchester, or is Westchester the cutoff point?
No, I think Phoenixville is past Westchester, right?
Again, you gotta give me some South Jersey.
Yes,
of course. But now, where are we going to Delaware?
Wilmington's fine.
Yeah, I know. But like University of Delaware and North?
No, University of Delaware is Newark. And to me, that is too south.
I
but
agree.
I'm saying Newcastle County, which is Wilmington.
But no one's from there, right?
Somebody may be. Yes. Somebody's from there.
No one famous.
Besides the former
president, but.
Right. He is from Delaware.
Yes.
Yes. Nobody famous except for the guy that ran the country for 4 years.
Let's not go backwards.
Yep. All right. I'm going to stop right there. Sorry. Sorry. All right. 215-592-9494. Is Elliott Shore Park
done? We're live streaming this show, Wes?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Eventually, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You mean video. Yeah, in a week. We got to be careful with the facial expressions. Has Elliott Shore Park done enough to win Eagles Insider of the Year? We will award it at 4:30, but we want your opinions. Until then, next question today. Give us your favorite From Here celebrity. Coming up next, the official rule changes from teams in the NFL have been submitted. And there's one from the Eagles, one from the Packers, and a few from the Lions. And we will talk about those rule changes next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jack really leaning in now.
Yeah. This is trap music.
He gets one endorsement from Corey in Columbus.
Why are you coughing? We just got back from break.
I took a drink of water and it went down the wrong pipe. The Rice Ricky. No. Sorry.
Rice to Ricky.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, my goodness. On this
sorry,
day?
I have one tonight. All right. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question is brought
that's
to you by...
That's feel-good music.
Yeah,
man.
It is. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. All right, Ike, here is the question we have served up to the people. Has Elliott Shore Parks done enough to win Eagles Insider of the Year? Yes. Yes or no? What do you think the poll results are?
This is a tricky one.
Mm-hmm. Because it's Elliott.
Yes, because it's Elliott.
People are inclined to vote no for Elliott.
So that's where I think people are mostly going to lean.
To no.
No. So I'm going to go 62%
say no. 66%
say no. Wow, okay.
Yeah. So, and we don't know how many of those voters are the voters for Eagles Insider of the Year. Again, there's an entire committee. When we announce the winner later, we will release the voting totals as well. Mm-hmm. So we are completely transparent. We are held accountable just like they are. So Eagles Insider of the Year being awarded at 4:30. Has Elliot Shore Parks done enough? 215-592-9494. Now, before we get back to Eagles Insider of the Year, a bunch of teams have proposed rule changes officially to the NFL this year. And Ike, I'm going to give you the proposed changes and we will discuss. All right. So the first one we knew was coming. The Packers, due to a player safety issue, even though no player has ever been hurt doing it, has proposed that the tush push not be a legal play.
Boo!
In the NFL. Yeah. I don't think that gets passed. Right? Troy Vincent wouldn't have said that there are no injuries.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have announced that
they're
injured.
The only one. I mean, I don't know how many other teams. There's not enough of a groundswell of teams.
It doesn't seem like it.
Yeah, that are against this. So,
at least not publicly.
Yeah. So I'd be surprised if this one gets passed.
Let me ask you, if you ran a team that wasn't the Eagles, let's say you ran the Commanders, you ran the Rams or something, would you vote against it just because it helps the Eagles? Like, I wonder if there are teams that are going to just vote against it because it's no skin off their back. You know, they might as well.
Yeah, unless you're one of those teams that want to start using it.
Right, Buffalo
became a team that used it more.
Right.
You know, so,
even though their coward coach said it was going to get somebody
even though
hurt.
They're opposed to it, that's the way. Listen, I'm a defensive guy. I've said it before. I'm not a fan of the tush push. I don't run away from that. But I also know my team benefits from it. They do it very well. They're not doing anything illegal. It's within the rules. So as long as that's the case, then it's almost better served that everyone else tries to adjust and do it themselves versus getting it banned.
Right.
Like, once you get past the injury factor of it, what else can you hang your hat on?
I guess you could say this isn't football. I guess if I were arguing it, I'd be like, it's not against the rules, but we all know this isn't, you know, football. Like, there's no rule that says you can't have a wolf play in the NBA, right? Or whatever. So, but we don't need a rule for it. Right. Okay.
Right.
Next one, the Eagles have proposed that the NFL's regular season overtime rules are the same as the postseason, meaning both teams get an opportunity to possess the ball in overtime no matter what, and overtime would be 15 minutes. So currently, the way it is if the first team scores a touchdown, the game is over.
Right.
Whereas in the playoffs, if the first team scores a touchdown, the other team still gets a chance to also score a touchdown. I like that the rules would be the same in the postseason, and I would rather they just play a quarter. Mm-hmm. It would be what I would prefer, just play a quarter, but I think this is better than what is currently.
Well, I've come so far on this thing because I for so long was just stuck in the ways that had been done that I've known football, which is sudden death. First team to score wins. Like, that's the way I grew up on football. That's the way I grew up on knowing about the overtime rules and everything else. But it's changed and it's been sort of tweaked so much to try to appease everyone that it doesn't make sense to have one set of rules for overtime in the regular season and have a different set in the postseason. It took me a while to come around to agreeing to what they ultimately decided to do in the postseason, which is basically give both teams an opportunity, a chance to score.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they did.
Yep, just make it fair.
Yeah. All right, you may as well do it in the regular season, too. If you're doing it in the postseason, you may as well do it in the regular season.
Right, but fair is fair. That's what it is. Yep. We're going to get to the phones, and then we'll get to the rules that the Lions proposed. Back to Eagles Insider of the Year. Has Elliot done enough? 215-592-9494. Andy in Westchester, you're on WIP.
No.
Wow. He has not.
So is the competition Insider of the Year or Speculator of the Year?
Well, I think so. What we agreed, it's a good
informed
question.
Informed speculation.
We used to say no informed speculation.
No,
but we brought it out.
Yes.
So here's Andy. Here's Andy. Just to confirm, we a few weeks into the rankings, we introduced informed speculation as a legal a thing that would count. So Elliot saying, look for Azeez Ojulari to be on the Eagles' radar. The way he presented it was he was presenting it as, I know something. I'm just not allowed to say how.
Right.
And we count that as legal. So
yes.
Speculation is now personal speculation, saying, well, I wonder if, or I think they might, that's different. And we've actually asked Elliot sometimes when he's saying things, are you saying this is informed speculation? So just to clarify, that's where the rules are.
So I thought, first of all, that he was saying that we're on his radar. He liked these guys. And secondly, in the 2026 offseason, look for Mekhi Becton to be out there and maybe on the Eagles' radar. That's my prediction.
Wow. Yeah. So, no, he said specifically, he did two things before the free agency period. He ranked his 10 top, you know, people at each position, but he also specifically told us on the air, look out for the Eagles to be in on Khalil Mack and Azeez Ojulari. That's what he said. So
All right. We
took that as...
You got to give him that.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but he is the only person who said Azeez Ojulari to us.
That's the other thing. He's the only person who said it.
Right. Now, he might be the only person in Philadelphia who knows who Azeez Ojulari is.
That's
but,
true.
But prior to this, but I have to give him credit for that, though, Andy.
Well, he's also the only person that said that Marty McFly could get with his mom.
Well, yeah,
well
that,
he's asking questions.
That is a strike against him, too, though.
Well, but it's an interesting question.
Well, that's one way to put it.
Yes,
it is an interesting question.
Yeah, if you, yeah, I actually feel awful when I bring up what Elliot said. I feel like I shouldn't be saying it, so I'm not going to bring it up again. But essentially, the question that Elliot asked is if Michael J. Fox's character went back in time in Back to the Future. And remember, his mom, before he was his mom, was interested in him. If they had gotten together, would that be okay? Because it was prior to him being his mom.
Yeah.
So, yeah, boy, even that way, it doesn't feel good.
Andy, as best you could.
Yeah, I was trying. I was trying without saying the I word.
Yeah.
Andy, give us your, for next question today, it is Bruce Willis's birthday. Give us your best from here celebrity.
Is Jack Fritz off the table?
It is.
All right. So actually, I'm not even sure that this one counts, but how about Kobe?
Well, Kobe counts.
That counts.
Of course, Kobe counts. Yeah. Don't disrespect him.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
All right, Dad. Why wouldn't Kobe count?
Well, because that's the whole, he's not from Philly.
Oh, he's from Lower Manhattan. Yes. Yeah, we count that.
Boot at the All-Star game? Was that what it was? That,
yeah,
that,
I was, that I was there for that. I was there.
Wow, did you boo then?
Of course not.
Well,
that would have been a bigger scandal than you and Francisco Lindor.
Well, and just for, if we're talking about geography, because we always, you know, we debate about Villanova,
yeah,
who isn't.
Yeah.
Lower Merion is literally right across the street from Philadelphia. There is a road, one street, City Line Avenue, separating Lower Merion from West Philadelphia. So that's as close to Philly as you can be without being
certainly
in Philly.
Closer than Westchester.
Yes,
closer than Downingtown.
Yeah, closer than Doylestown.
See, I'm like A-list in Westchester. Philadelphia, I'm C-list.
Yes, I think that's probably fair. Right?
Yeah.
And you're A-list in Westchester?
I would, yeah. Basically the mayor.
Oh, yeah? Sorry. You know you're out there?
Oh, wow. Big deal.
Wow. I don't know about that. Speaking of big deals, Gaida has a big deal for you. They always have a way for you to replace your old drafty windows and doors that makes it better for you. Look, it's already good for you. And that's why you're going to go Gaida no matter what I'm about to tell you, because getting brand new energy efficient windows and doors in your house does a bunch of great things. First of all, it keeps the elements out. It keeps the hot weather out, keeps the cold weather out, so your energy bills go down. It also increases the value of your home. It also makes it more comfortable. But Gaida does other things that make it even easier for you to make the decision, like interest-free financing, depending on your project. So you can take advantage of zero down, 0% interest for up to 36, even 72 months, which is 6 years of low monthly payments with no interest. Energy efficient windows and doors, lower your energy bills, increase the value of your home, and they're going to give you 20% off everything they have. So 20% off every window, every door with no interest and no money down. Come on. Minimum purchases are required. The financing is subject to credit approval and there are restrictions. So the best thing you can do when you want to go Gaida is call 877-GO-GAIDA. You get all the details, schedule a free in-home estimate, or go to GoGaida.com. That's GoGuida.com. All right. The Lions rule changes that are proposed before we get back to Eagles Insider of the Year. The Lions have proposed to a postseason format to allow wildcard teams to be seeded higher than division champions if the wildcard team has a better regular season record. This is an interesting one because just looking back to this year, you could look at, say, the Vikings, mm-hmm. right, who were, I think, won 14 games, right? Mm-hmm. And then the Rams, who I think only won 10 games or won 9 games. The Rams were...
I think they won 10.
They won 10. The Rams got the home game because they won the division, but it was a worse division. They weren't as good a team in the regular season.
And Tampa was bad, too.
Tampa was bad, too. Right? Yeah, you're right. Yeah, Tampa the South. I think Tampa also had 10 wins.
Yeah.
So what do you think? I think this is an interesting one. It sometimes feels like divisions are like almost antiquated a little bit.
But you want them to mean something.
Yes. I like that they mean
yes,
something.
The idea of winning your division and getting a home playoff game is supposed to matter.
It is.
Right?
And you play, it's not like the other, like you still play half of your games against your division.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. I don't know about this one.
Yeah, this is one of those ones that I've gone back and forth. Believe me, I'm in favor of winning your division and equaling a home playoff game. But I also understand you've had circumstances, like you just mentioned, this past year, where you get a team like the Vikings, won 14 games.
In a good division.
In a good division, is it fair for them to have to go on the road and play a playoff game when a team like maybe Tampa, who finishes 9-8, they get a chance to host a playoff game? Like, I don't know. Now, Tampa wound up losing to Washington, but they still had that opportunity to host the game.
Now, they don't reseed, right? So if the Rams...
Football does reseed.
Okay, so if... Well, let me ask you this. If the Rams had beat the Eagles, mm-hmm. would the Rams have played at home against the Commanders, or would the Rams have to go to the Commanders? Commanders won more games.
But the Rams won their division?
Yes. Yeah,
so, they would have got the home game.
I wonder if it would be... If the opening round division winner gets the advantage, but then past that... Maybe the team with the better record gets the home game.
Yeah.
Because then you're lessening the division winning a little bit, but you're still giving that first home game.
Yeah, that's a tricky one. Yeah. That's a tricky one because, again, I believe in winning the division and getting the home game. But is that winning the division at 9-8 and getting in the playoffs
right.
should be
enough?
That should be enough
right.
that you got in. When there could be a team that didn't win their division, does not get in, and maybe they had more wins than you.
Right.
Right? You shouldn't get rewarded double by getting a home playoff game as well.
Right. I remember, didn't the Seahawks make it a 7-9 once? Right.
That was the beast mode game.
Right, yes.
Yeah. And I think the Saints were like 11-5.
Right, yeah.
They had to go on the road. So, yeah, I would go with the team with the most wins. If you want the regular season to mean something and getting as many wins as you can, then the reward for that should be I should be seeded accordingly to how many wins I got in this conference.
And division winner should be a tiebreaker. So if you have the same record as somebody else,
right, you can use that as a tiebreaker.
Division winner should be a tiebreaker. And the final rule change that the Lions proposed a rule change to remove the automatic first down for defensive holding and illegal contact penalties. I don't really care.
Oh, how about that?
There's only one of these that I don't like in general.
No, just in general.
I hate that holding is an automatic 10-yard penalty, but offsides is only 5. Like, I think holding should be 5 yards from the spot of the foul.
From the spot of the foul?
Yeah.
Now, that's different.
Yeah.
As opposed to line of scrimmage, just a 5-yard penalty.
Yes, I think 5 yards from the spot of the foul. But what do you think of the Lions one, removing the automatic first down for defensive holding and illegal contact? I wonder why it's automatic. No?
No. And I'm a defensive guy, but there has to be some sort of penalty for just holding a guy.
Because of what could have happened.
Yes, exactly. What could have happened. So it's not just a yardage. You could have just prevented a touchdown by grabbing the guy.
Right.
So getting the automatic first down should be a minimum penalty.
That's fair.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
All right, 215-592-9494. Eagles Insider of the Year, the first ever, the inaugural, awarded at 4:30. Tim McManus, Jason Dumas, Elliott Shore Park seem like they are the ones that are in the race. Has Elliott Shore Parks done enough? Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, man.
What's up, Chris?
What's up, Chris?
Not too much, fellas. I think ESP is a lock for this. I'm going to go ahead and make a prediction and say he brings the gold home today.
Do you think he should rather than he will? Do you think he has earned it?
Both.
Okay.
Well, I mean, he's had great takes all year. I mean, but you know,
great takes.
Yeah.
Well, Chris is taking credit for his scoops because he's accusing Elliot that he just takes his reports.
Oh, yeah. Well, your bond is.
But Chris, your bond thing was wrong. You said 3 years with $20 million guaranteed.
Well, he repeated the same take. He repeated the same take actually on air prior to the Eagles when I didn't officially report it. I kept telling Jeff it was an official report on the corners, swapping around. And Elliot did come on, was on the air saying it. But no, I'm good with it. Listen, ESP wins, I win. So I want my man to take it home.
Wow. Well, we will have to, Elliot. Now, we have invited Elliot for the ceremony here, just like we've invited everyone else. I don't know if Elliot will show up, but we certainly have to ask him about the accusation from Chris in Middletown that he's stealing his scoops.
Ah.
Yeah, well, we certainly have to ask him about that.
Spike, you do got to do this, though, first. Let me cash the bonus check before you guys lay into him. So I got to cash a check from Elliot first.
Oh, now he's paying you for scoops.
So I got to get to another actually real fraud that's on WIP.
Uh-oh.
And that is a little-footed guy that, you know, sits down while he pees. And that's DeCamera. Joe, the fraud to camera.
You guys don't understand how small it is.
Yeah.
This guy, like, I mean, it's one thing if I take shots at Jackie Baseball because, you know, that's not competition for me.
Yeah.
But this guy can't even put his shoes on without falling and hurting himself, and he can't even walk without injuring a hip. Like, and he thinks he's more athletic and he's going to beat Jack. I will hands down, whatever it is, I will be there. I will lay out money in it. Whatever y'all want, I am that confident that Jackie Baseball will absolutely wipe the floor with Joe. And Joe needs to be careful. He's getting a little chirpy and starting to cash some checks that his mouth ain't going to be, his body ain't going to be able to clear.
Well, you screwed that up.
He's going to hurt.
He's been writing checks.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, guys, it's total fraud, this fraud to camera. So, you know what? You know what, Joey Fraud? Prove me wrong. Take on Jack.
Wow, Joey Fraud.
Let's see it happen.
Hey, Chris, for next question today, give us your favorites from here celebrity.
Great celebrity, great athlete, went to a fine educational institution. Chris Godwin from the great Middletown High School in Delaware.
Oh, wow. I didn't know he's from Delaware.
Oh, there you go. The first one from Delaware.
Did I hear that before? Yeah, I think I have heard that before.
That Chris Godwin's from Delaware?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chris. No sales tax down there. Also home.
Well, that's why Hugh Douglas is down there.
Yes. It's cheaper to buy down there than it is around here.
Well, it took him damn near 2 years to get there.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, he wasn't like in a hotel until then,
yeah.
Right? Oh, he was?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
He's not a commitment guy. I'm actually surprised he's been here that long if it's so hard for him to commit to that.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess he found what he was looking for out there in Delaware.
Well, and we will get to the DeCamera Fritz thing later. Now, Hugh tried to, I saw him for the first time since his...
Oh, yeah, how are you two? Yeah, yeah, well, what's going on there?
There was the completely uncalled for, he has no muscle tone, he can't do 250 push-ups, attack on me. I've been nothing but nice to Hugh and kind to Hugh for years, longer than he's been working here. And I saw him out in the lobby earlier, and he acted like nothing had happened. And he said, oh, people are, you know, like, oh, you know, big deal between you two. It's not anything. And I said, well, actually, it is something. You know, I didn't get on the air and say, you don't have any muscle tone. And then Hugh told me he ripped off, he hadn't done push-ups in a while, and he had ripped off 30, and he could do 100 no problem straight.
Yeah.
There's no way he was doing 100 push-ups straight. 100?
That's a lot of push-ups.
That's a lot. And he still didn't acknowledge that I could do the 50. He goes, well, how do you do them? I was like, he accused me in the studio, Jackie, weren't here. He said, do you do the ones on your knees? Like the girl push-ups from high school.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a tough question to be asked.
It is a tough question
to be
asked.
That's a tough
one, yeah. It's a real, like, no respect.
None at all.
For your push-up acumen.
Yeah. This entire show, except for Ike, is being questioned at our athletic ability.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's fair.
Well, I'm not doing a whole lot either. So,
yeah.
Just saying. I'm just saying.
All right.
I'm not out here training.
Right.
Anywhere.
You're not claiming any push-up numbers.
Yes.
While we're at it. All right. 215-592-9494. Eagles Insider of the Year awarded today at 4:30. Has Elliott done enough? Or do you think Tim McManus or Jason Dumas or perhaps somebody else should win the award? We'll get to your calls next. And check in on Clearwater. Little baseball. Little High Hope Shacky baseball report. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.